Hi, I'm Father Ben. Welcome to English Bible. The Bible is a collection of books filled with grace, God's inspired word.
漫游英语，圣经奇境 English Bible Story Discovery. 以轻松的心情聆听如童话般的英文圣经故事，由杨立旺神父带领，大人小孩一起踏上发现之旅。
Hi, welcome once again to our English Bible Story Discovery. Our story for today is Jesus is born in Bethlehem. Joseph then goes up to Bethlehem, the city of David, to register together with Mary. Mary expects Jesus to be born.Jesus was conceived through the work of the Holy Spirit. Now, while Mary and Joseph are in Bethlehem, Mary begins to feel she was to give birth to Jesus. And Jesus is born, Mary's firstborn. She wraps him in swaddling clothes.And places him in a manger, because there is no room in the place where travelers stay. 是的，我们今天的故事是耶稣诞生在白冷。还记得我们上一次的故事，就是若瑟要到白冷去，因为那时的国王命令所有的人要登记，因为他们有一个户口调查。Remember our story before, where Joseph has to go to Bethlehem to register because the emperor has ordered a census? Census? 记得吗? Census 就是户口调查。And Joseph, now in our story, goes up to Bethlehem. 在这次的故事呢，若瑟就到白冷去了。The city of David, 大卫的城。为什么说是大卫的城？我们也上一次也提到，若瑟是谁的后裔？是大卫国王的后裔。那大卫国王是来自哪里？他来自白冷。Remember that Joseph is a descendant of David, and David is from Bethlehem.Thus, 因此白冷就被称呼为 City of David. Thus, Bethlehem has been called City of David. To register together with Mary, 他们就是为了登记 register, 登记跟玛利亚一起要到那边登记。但是那时But during that time, Mary expects Jesus to be born. 玛利亚已经期待着耶稣快出生了。Born 就是出生 ,expect, 期待,期望,等待就是 expect。玛利亚就是差不多满月了,等待着耶稣诞生了。Jesus was conceived. 耶稣是被怀孕是哪里的德能呢? Through the work of the Holy Spirit. 耶稣是以圣神的德能而怀孕的。Holy Spirit 就是圣神。玛利亚不是借着人，而是借着圣神怀孕了，有这个耶稣在他内。Now, while Mary and Joseph are in Bethlehem, 那玛利亚跟若瑟在白冷的时候 ,Mary begins to feel she was to give birth to Jesus. 玛利亚就开始感受到她快要给耶稣出生了。那怎么办? And Jesus is born. 那真的耶稣诞生了。Mary's firstborn, 玛利亚的第一个小孩。She wraps him in swaddling clothes. 她以襁褓包他。在襁褓包了耶稣。And places him in a manger. 然后把他放在马槽。Because there is no room in the place where travelers stay. 因为在旅客住的地方，那边都没有房间。Room 是房间。Place 就是地方。Traveler 是旅客。旅客 stay 就是住，也是说，诶stay 是留着，好 ，stay 就可以说是留着或是住的地方。好，所以在这句话，它的意思是，耶稣诞生的时候，他是放在马槽里，因为在旅客本来住的地方都没有空的房间，因此。他就必须在那个动物住的地方被诞生。为什么都没有地方住呢？因为都是所有的人都到了各城里去来登记。那若瑟跟玛利亚也一样，并且他们也没有那么多的钱，因此他们也无法住一个高贵的一个地方。耶稣在这个那样的一个场合被诞生，也让我们感受到他真正的和人类一样，就是在一个软弱的人身上诞生，在一个贫困的情况而出生，他就能从小就体会到了人的各种痛苦，人的各种困难，因此他都能体谅体会我们人有如何怎么样的痛苦。但是我们也要记得，虽然他是完全是一个人，他也是一个神。 We must also remember, even though Jesus is truly man, because he was born as a person, as a man, born in a manger where there is no comfortable place for him to stay, he knows the difficulty of being a human person. But we must remember that he is also God, because how was he conceived? 他是怎么被怀孕的？我们知道是有圣神的德能给玛利亚让她怀孕耶稣。 Jesus, truly man, truly God, knows our difficulty, but also knows how to help us, because he has been a person and a God at the same time. 那若瑟跟玛利亚就是那样的照顾耶稣，给他包着拥抱着在一个家庭里。 We know that Joseph and Mary took very good care of Jesus and gave him a place as a person, as a man, part of a family. 所以家庭就是一个很重要的。 Family is very important. It's not the place,But it's the love that binds the family. 不是地方，而是那个爱，是把这个家庭融合在一起。So, we must be like Jesus, being part of a family, sharing the love, like Mary and Joseph also. 我们想要像若瑟跟玛利亚和耶稣分享爱在一个家庭内。 Hope you enjoyed our story. Until next time, remember, practice your English. Share our story to your friends and your families. Goodbye and God bless.